This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Donna Numbers is one of 350,000, a single person in the wave of unemployment that has upended people's lives across the state. CPR spent the day with her April 16th as part of our project looking at one day in Colorado in the time of coronavirus.
Donna Numbers woke up tired on a recent Thursday. She'd been through so much, and there was so much ahead.
I'm just getting up and around. I think the lack of sleep the last few days has finally caught up with me. All the worry and unknown.
Now, bigger changes loomed. Numbers, 48, was moving to Denver to live with her mother and save money. That meant leaving her chihuahua, Marley, with a friend.
I love my dog. I've had him for 10 years, and I would do anything I could, so this is heartbreaking.
First, she needed to get his dog food. Special stuff, since Marley was just diagnosed with a medical condition. She paused outside the store, watching the rain. As the storm poured on, Numbers sunk into sadness.
I've never just felt so alone, having such a hard time getting through to the unemployment office. Each day calling like 200 and 300 times. Just not sure of how I'm going to get out of this hole.
Next, she headed to her storage unit. She only needed a plastic bag of clothing. Enough for the weeks ahead.
So I left all of my other household items in storage, my washer and dryer, my furniture, coffee table, and tables that my dad made, the beds that my dad made before he passed away.
Afterwards, she drove the empty streets. She stopped briefly at the convenience store and talked with a woman she's come to know.
And bless her heart, she said, if she had her own place, she would let me come stay with her. But she's renting a room from a relative.
It was enough to remind her that we're all in this together.
Hopefully this ends soon and somehow we can go back to some kind of normal life or hopefully better than it was before.
But she didn't know when that would be. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And you can see other entries in this COVID diary at CPR.org. This is CPR News.